people who committed crimes during the occupation of downtown Ottawa could still face criminal charges long after leaving the scene, and a criminal lawyer said that includes an Ottawa Valley MPP. Lanark Frontenac. Kingston MPP Randy Hillier was seen on video on Parliament Hill during the occupation, attempting to move crowd control fencing used by the police. On Twitter, he appeared to urge people to jam 911 lines with non-emergency calls. The Parliamentary Protective Services are restricting access to Parliament Hill by obstructing the entranceways, creating safety concerns for demonstrators. I call on the PPS to completely open Parliament Hill, or we might have to open it up for ourselves. Hashtag Freedom Convoy 2022 pic.twitter.com/LGFweb17MR, Randy Hillier, at Randy Hillier, January 29, 2022. Keep calling in a democracy, expressing yourself as a fundamental freedom. Hashtag Freedom Convoy 2022 https://t.co/oikfegij, Randy Hillier, at Randy Hillier, February 19, 2022. What we've seen from this sitting MPP, Mr. Hillier, gives the police reasonable and probable grounds to arrest him, said Michael Spratt, a criminal defense lawyer and partner with Abergel Goldstein & Partners LLP. He should be arrested now. Tamara Litch and Pat King, two of the ringleaders of the convoy and ensuing occupation of downtown Ottawa, are in jail, both charged with counseling to commit the offense of mischief. King is also charged with mischief, counseling to disobey a court order and counseling to obstruct police. Surely, if Mr. King and Ms. Litch were charged, Mr. Hillier should be charged and he should be in the prisoner's dock beside them, said Spratt. Spratt says unlike the United States, Canada has no statute of limitations and that someone who committed a crime during the occupation but then left the area could still face arrest, after the fact. If the leaders and organizers of this protest were arrested for using their platform to encourage others to unlawfully gather, to commit mischief, to disobey court orders, Mr. Hillier was, too, long after the true nature and harm that this protest was causing became apparent, said Spratt. This will be my first ever protest during the War Measures Act. Come and join with us and make Canadian history. It will be a joyous festive weekend. Games of road, warrior, hockey, emergency bouncy castles and political hot water tubs, etc. Hashtag Freedom Convoy 2022 #CDNPolitics https://t.co/npvolvka, Randy Hillier, at Randy Hillier, February 16, 2022. Ottawa police say they are aware of Hillier's activities during the occupation and are looking into them. We are aware of the claims and Ottawa police is reviewing the social media posts, a police spokesperson said, in a written statement to City News.